Right, people, howdy doody do. After 6.5 years, we run out of ways to say hello. I mean, I suppose normal people say
hey, hi.
Welcome to the podcast.
I'm Anna and that's Claire.
Yeah, but you know, you get a bit bored of that, don't you? So howdy doodle do. No, I didn't say it like that before.
No, howdy doodle do. Oh. Hey, good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and welcome to the Slimming World podcast. Today, we promise you a few minutes, or quite a few minutes, of inspiration, motivation and excitement. That's how we should start it.
Whoa! Yeah. I think I might need to turn this podcast down.
The mic, oh, was that very loud? Sorry.
Yeah. It's the problem of wearing headphones.
Don't, yeah.
So anyway, we had like grand ambitions today to be like walking outside, because we're quite conscious that a lot of our podcasts recently have been on Zoom with brilliant guests. But yeah, we thought, well, maybe we can get out today, but it's just not going to happen.
It's not, is it? The weather has got in our way.
So anyway, I haven't had a coffee yet, and it's now, I want to say, after 11 o'clock.
It's 11:18, and she's not had any caffeine, so I filled her up.
Yep. We've gone to a coffee shop to get takeout, and we're back in our favourite place, which is
the car.
Yep. So we've had the bum warmers on previously, but we've turned them off to save the planet. So anyway, today we've got a slightly different podcast in that we don't have to rabbit too much about ourselves, more rabbit on about yourselves.
Exactly.
Because we threw out on our Instagram this following statement: when I started Slimming World, I'd never imagine I would ... And the reason being is, you'll have noticed the title of this episode, It Can Be Done. And this all started, I was telling Anna about my group, and Lizzie, my consultant, was reading what Anna has now informed me was the news.
The company news.
I was like, what do you call that bit that their consultants say at the start about what's on the website and
we
offers?
Get it on our screen. It's called the company news.
The news. I mean, it's just what it says on the tin, doesn't it, really?
Mind-blowing that, isn't it?
Yeah. Anyway, Lizzie was like talking about this amazing success story, and you can go and watch the video on YouTube or something like that. And her throwaway comment afterwards was, so it can be done. And there was something about just that simplicity.
Yes.
That all of us in the group like just kind of had that stuck in our minds, and I carried that through me. In fact, I was back doing a food diary at that time, and I wrote on the top of my food diary, it can be done, because a lot of times we come up with reasons of what can get in the way.
Yes.
Or, oh, I'm going out for birthday on Saturday. Or, oh, I'm going to see my friend. She always brings cake on Friday, so I probably won't be able to lose weight. And I think it just allowed us to take all those statements that we bring to the table and flip it.
Exactly. And you know, Mary, Top Target consultant, she says that, like, what? How can I still live my life and lose weight or maintain it? It can be done. She's a great advert for it. And it's just a small mindset tweak, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we thought this could be an episode that no matter where you are or what time of the year it is, you can always come back to this one.
Yes.
Because I think when you hear about what other members are doing, it's sometimes just those one or two comments that you hear and say, yes, I want to be more Mary, I want to be more Adam, I want to be more Sherry, whoever it is.
Whoever floats your boat.
Yeah, yeah, because sometimes you just need to find that little bit of motivation, or that person who says something that gives you that inspiration. Because we're always honest in this, that losing weight and sticking on the journey is an incredibly hard commitment.
It's a really big commitment, and it's a commitment that can be really terrifying but exciting at the same time. And it's how you view it, what lens you view it through. But a thing that really helped me is to know that there will be ups and downs. Don't expect for perfection, and plan for the downs and enjoy the ups.
Yeah. Ooh. Right, well, we've printed off the comments, and I've managed to put them in some kind of readable English. But the only thing is, I've printed it in the smallest font that you would ever have known.
Yeah, my reading glasses aren't strong enough to read it. It is literally just a blur. I'm at that age where I've got varifocals and I still have to hold it 10 yards in front of me.
I don't know, though. I mean, my vision is not too bad, but this is ridiculous. I think what it's made me realise is, on the computer, I use Zoom a lot.
Yes, totally.
And then when you print it and you're like, oh, yeah, size 10 font is actually really small.
So you're getting body magic for your eyes today by squinting.
Right, shall we whiz through through these? Whiz through, I don't even need to whiz through. They're just incredible. They're in no particular order. So Carol Ann says, I never imagined I would or could be happy to be alive. Now it's hard to remember just how dark a place I was. I helped to get out of because life is so different in every single way.
That's lovely, Caroline, our Woman of the Year from a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
She's incredible, isn't she?
Adam here, a former Greater Loser, in training for the London Marathon in April 2025 right now as part of the Slimming World team. 20 stone ago, I could barely exercise without pain or discomfort.
Oh my, 20 stone. And he's running the London Marathon. Can you imagine? Incredible.
It is, isn't it? By the way, I'll just say the statement that we put in case you missed it on our Instagram, because you might want to grab a journal and just, before we kind of get into this, maybe put what your answer is. The statement was, this is what you've got to write down, hit pause whenever you need to. When I started Slimming World, I'd never imagine I would ... What would you say?
I was just thinking that. A few things. Do you know what? The one that springs to mind is I would have never have dreamed. You and I have had a couple of professional photo shoots with Slimming World. We've been zhuzhed and coiffed. I'd never have believed I would have had the confidence to do that, to be doing. We've done YouTube podcasts. I always wanted to be behind the other side of the camera. For me, my biggest one is I would have never believed I'd be the active mum I am now, like taking days to do things and saying, let's go ape and let's do this. So, yeah. I think being a mum that's not lying on the sofa eating crisps, that I always thought I would be. I mean, I am that mum a lot of the time, but not all the time. What about you?
I don't think I would have ever imagined life would feel so easy.
Oh, what a good way to explain it. Physically and mentally, do you mean?
Yeah. I just felt like every single aspect of my life was quite struggly.
Yeah,
that's not a word.
No.
But, you know, there was resistance in every direction. You know, movement, even just getting up across the room to go and get there. I just felt like a sloth.
Yes, such a good... But to exist was hard work.
Yeah.
Whereas now, like, I don't know about you, like, I sprang out of bed at 3 o'clock this morning when my child woke me up. Like, in a way, I hurtled out of bed. I couldn't have done that before my weight loss journey. I would have had to have had Phil pushing me out. But there's a lot of things you do that you don't think about anymore.
Yeah. Life just feels a bit more easy. Yeah. Okay, Sarah Wake here. I've gone on to lose over 12 stone and, more importantly, keep it off.
That's incredible.
Laura, I'd lost almost 6.5 stone with Slimming World, plus another 3 stone before that on my own. All that, I'd inspire my mum to join Slimming World. Very proud of her. She joined today.
Oh, what an amazing inspiration you are.
Happy mama, Laura. Sharon, turn my diet around forever.
Oh, incredible. Do you know what? I was just thinking about you, though. A really big thing before you went to Slimming World. Can you ever have imagined eating a lychee? Do you know what I mean? When we think about the food that you've eaten that you would have never have eaten.
I just think my relationship with food was just a bit weird, really. I think it was just very convenient, grab and go. And I've just completely reprogrammed everything, you know, to open. If you looked in my kitchen now compared to what it was in 10
years ago.
I was
sat in your spice cupboard the other week, wasn't I? Do you remember? Yeah. I don't think it was weird. I think it was actually a very convenience-based, normalised way of eating. I think what you've done is totally revamped it. But, you know, the girl who had only ever, like, eaten an apple and banana, munching on a lychee at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning.
Never forgotten that.
I just think, like, the health aspect. I was always curious because you kind of hear about people, like, if you eat well, sleep well, move well, you're going to feel better in life. And ultimately, I think Slimming World gave me, like, the building blocks to do that on my own terms, at my own pace, slowly, rather than be like, change everything now.
And that's terrifying and not sustainable, is it? Like, when you do it step by step, you get enjoyment out of it.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to enjoy reading this person's name. Cat Lady Gets Healthy.
Love this.
Yeah. That sounds like you should have a sticker or something, or a badge.
Yeah, like on the back of your car.
Yeah, I think that could be a jumper, couldn't it?
Yeah, it could be a jumper.
Lose 6 stone in 10 months.
Jeepers Christ.
And hopefully become a consultant to help others in the future. That's my goal. I'm now at target.
Oh, congratulations.
Chris, never imagined I'd be over 14 stone down. Going to the gym 3 or 4 times a week and my relationship with food is so much better. The habits are nearly gone. They come back at times, I guess the bad habits. I also never imagined me running and the gym as my happy place.
Wow.
So glad I started my journey. Claire, able to swim a mile in an hour. I hated public pools previously. I only ever swam or floated around on holidays.
So true. Totally.
Just to cool down.
Yep.
And yet here I am, actively enjoying my me time in the pool.
Wow, it's like you learning to swim, remember?
I know, yeah, it's just like the faff of your hair, isn't it?
Do you know, that's what I really struggle with. If I didn't have to get wet, I'd love swimming. Yeah. That's what I really struggle with.
Brilliant, Claire. Shrinking Slimmer World nurse, make the best friends. Daisy here, meet so many lively people and so supportive. Jackie, make so many friends and become slimmer and healthier at the same time. Wow, I mean here, Shazza, meet so many lovely people. Kelly, make so many amazing, supportive, genuine friends. I mean, you know, Slimming World Food with Donna, have a new group of friends that I love seeing each week, eating much more food than I previously did and getting to Target.
It's crazy that, isn't it? You know, you think about the amount you used to eat before versus now, the amount you can eat and lose the weight. It still blows my mind 26 years later.
Yeah, I think the idea about making lots of friends, that's not something that people would expect to do when they're on
and you know, a diet. I watch it from the other side of the room and I love watching my members connecting and when they come in and someone's got an award and a high five or giving them a hug, like so many true friendships are made. You've made a group of friends, haven't you?
Loads, yeah. You know what? We all cry with each other, we laugh with each other. You know, it's just, it's incredible.
Something really special. My best friends have come from Slimming World.
I think also what is interesting with Slimming World is you meet friends outside of your current circle.
Yes.
But also a greater variety in ages.
So true. So, so true.
You get stuck in your age group and your friends. But actually, I hang out with people who are like my gloss-up mums. And some of them are in the 70s and 80s.
And they give you a whole new outlook on life, different age groups, don't they? It's really important to have that variety.
I think so, yeah. Right, where was I? So, similar to my journey to success, lose 5 stone in 21 weeks and have more confidence and energy. Absolutely loving life, a lot happier than I was before. Foodie geek Trish, that's quite hard to say.
Yeah.
Be in the local paper,
ooh.
Be confident and be eating and creating fabulous food.
Yes.
I mean, that's an interesting one, isn't it? Confident. I was just going to say here, Dean, I lost 3 stone and gained the confidence to leave a job I didn't like in finance, take a risk, and I became a personal trainer. Life-changing.
U-turn.
So we talked a lot about this word confidence and what that means to different people, because I think it's quite a hard one to kind of measure your progress on.
Yeah, and it's not, a lot of people think it's confidence in the way you look. This is confidence psychologically to know your worth, I think I found when I lost weight. Like, actually, I'm worthy of a better job. I'm worthy of not taking that from that relationship or that. And it's the confidence to maybe speak up, it's the confidence to take a risk, and that can just come by making your body and your mind different. I think, you know what I spotted? When I was confident in my ability to lose weight, my confidence in other things grew. Like when I saw success, I was like, okay, I'm not the failure I've told myself I am. So actually, could I be more confident in other aspects of my life?
Yeah.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. I think, and it's a weird one because it's not something you get a sticker for.
No, but I really feel like I want to give someone one because I think that's a non-scales victory, isn't it?
It is.
Big one.
Let's talk about clothes then. All right, there's a few people who put clothes here. So Jacob's mom, be able to fit in a size 14 t-shirt or be able to shave my legs standing up.
Do you know what? When I read this, I was like, yes, sister, I know exactly what you mean when you say that. Yes.
Where's another... Oh, here we go. Julie, be able to shop for size 14 clothes and be able to run for 40 minutes.
Wow.
4.5 stone down.
Does that mean solidly for 40 minutes without taking a break? That's incredible.
Ella, be in a size 14 jeans. Wow, size 14s.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5.5 stones gone. 1.5 to get to Target. Feeling so much better in myself and my confidence, has grown massively. I'm loving new clothes now instead of frumpy baggy t-shirts and leggings.
We were talking about this in group. The clothes that you can wear once you've lost weight are the clothes you choose to wear, not the ones that you had to wear because they're the only ones that fitted or covered up. And that's a very inspiring thing when you can go and choose. Remember when we had our personal shopping experience in a well-known... That was really liberating, wasn't it? That we could just pull things off the hanger.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Look, there's one more comment here. Slimming World Angel in disguise. Get into a pair of jeans and be able to cook soup from scratch. Guess what size the jeans are?
14?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I thought she meant get into my jeans and be able to cook the soup in my jeans was the achievement, but I don't think that's what it meant.
Isn't that interesting, right? Just as a side comment, as all the windows start steaming up on my side, why are they steaming up on my side and not your side?
I don't know.
What's that
that's
about?
Weird. I'm the one with the hot water bottle and drinking the coffee.
Weird. Okay.
You're hot, clearly. Look, the confidence.
Yeah. Confidence is oozing here.
It's oozing, it's steaming up the window.
Side note, right? A lot of people get the message from the media they need to be size 10.
Yeah.
She's a perfect 10, but she wears a 12.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but here, people are talking about getting to a size 14 and being happy. I mean, this is the stuff that I think is not said out loud enough.
No, this pressure. We were just talking about this before, like that body image pressure. And it's liberating to know we are normal women in a normal size. Do you know what I mean? Don't follow the media.
Well, normal people.
Normal people in a normal size that the media isn't telling us we should be.
Yeah. Right, let me find some health stuff. Nick here, so I'll say the statement again. When I started Slimming World, I'd never imagine I would be able to stop taking insulin. Also, I never imagined I would reduce my diabetic medication, my blood pressure to come down, and lowered my cholesterol levels to near perfect. Lisa, I never imagined that I'd conquer my lifelong terrible relationship with food or even be able to get to lose weight since being diagnosed with underactive thyroid whilst going through the menopause. I feel like I've been set free. My husband says he's got his wife back.
Oh, how beautiful is that? And again, that is something that's really interesting, because how many of us are told, with an underactive thyroid, it'd be hard to lose weight. With the menopause, you've shot that down. You've sailed through that. It's not saying it's easy, but you've done it. Incredible achievement.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, a lot of people here are about talking about their changing relationship with food. I mean, Mand here is saying, being in control of my relationship with food. That's an interesting way of thinking about it. Sarah here, changed my relationship with food and feel so confident.
I was saying to someone the other day, food doesn't control me anymore. I control my food. And for very many years of my adult life, food totally controlled me. The food noise was so loud. Slimming World taught me and allowed me to kind of turn that noise down a lot.
Yeah. I mean, also, a lot of people are out running. So Amy here, completing a 5K run last year, entering a 10K run for this year, at 7 stone, 5.5 pounds down since October 2022. Where's someone here? RJH, started running again, currently on week 3 of the couch to 5K. Someone else who's got a run. Badger, maintain for 2 years, run a 10K, go to the gym 4 times a week, actually choose to eat whole foods rather than processed foods.
That whole foods thing is an incredible turnaround that you see. And I love watching that. People who, like you and I, takeaways, processed foods, to now cooking from scratch and understanding how food works. Such a big change in Slimming World.
Here's one that's Joanna's put here. Be so sexy and happy.
I love
people
this.
Don't often talk about that. Because, you know, I think confidence comes in many different layers. But that confidence to feel good in the bedroom.
Well, I was talking to my...
Other areas are available.
Oh, I was talking to my members about this the other day. Like, I said, who wants to feel blinking sexy in their knickers?
Blinking?
Like, do you know what I mean? Because I think we're very polite and British. And I had a lovely member who's in her 70s, and she just said, I want to feel sexy. And that's a really exciting thing to feel, isn't it? No matter what your age is or your size, feeling sexy in your own skin.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a really positive outcome, isn't it? Like, I can strut around in my knickers and feel good. Sorry, guys. Should we edit that bit out, Claire?
I mean, now this is a podcast that allows people to paint pictures. Everybody's imagining Anna dancing in her pants.
Well, if you could see me now with my hot water bottle with my tummy ache, it's not sexy, is it?
But it's all right, because your side of the car is not steamed up.
I know. Sorry, babe.
So weird,
isn't it?
Right, what else have we got here? There's a lot of people talking about getting to Target as well. I'm just going to make sure that I haven't missed anybody. Marie, get to Target weight and stay there for 10 years, 11 in June.
That's amazing.
Also, never imagined I would love cottage cheese and defrosted berries for breakfast.
What a game changer.
What?
I love cottage cheese, though.
Oh.
I mean, you don't eat cottage cheese. No. Yeah. But did you like cottage cheese before you became vegan? I love cottage. I eat it out of the...
It's just lumpy.
It's the texture.
That's what you like, the lumpiness.
It's the texture just makes you go... Bleh.
Have you ever had it warmed up?
Tell you what, no.
Her face, if you could see her face now, she wants to catapult me out of her steamed up car, don't you?
No. Right, Jen, save me, Jen. I never imagined I would be about to be celebrating becoming a Diamond member.
Brilliant.
Not only that, becoming a half marathon. I think she means half marathon runner. Yeah. Maybe I've edited that something. Yeah. A granny, fitter, approaching 60, more than most half my age. Fitter than most half my age as she's approaching 60.
Love this. Wow.
What else? Sheila. We've heard from Sheila before, actually, who's talked about climbing stairs without getting out of breath, losing 6.5 stone, gaining in confidence and fitness, started joining husband in his passion for climbing mountains in the Lake District, completed multiple Wainwrights, including Scafell Pike. Never thought I'd be able to join my husband on these walks. Never mind, enjoy the challenge and the belief in myself. All thanks to Slimworld and my local group's encouragement in my journey.
What's a Wainwright?
A Wainwright, they just basically, they give all the bigger hills in the Lake Districts, in Scotland, some in the Peak Districts actually, just give them a little name.
Oh.
And so there are like 214 Wainwrights.
Oh,
and a lot of people try and do with them all.
Really?
Yeah. So I've done, wow. I've done 68%
Stop it.
Of the ones in the Peak District.
What was the one you made me do?
Mam Tor, also known as Shivering Mountain.
Oh my God. 3 weeks after I'd had an operation, it wasn't my finest moment, was it?
Yeah, but you did it.
I did it.
So you've done Anne Ethel.
Brilliant. The only Ethel I'll ever do.
Give her a badge. Anyway, Sheila's proven here how difficult it really is, because to do 186 Wainwrights.
That's mind blowing.
And they're big.
Have I done a Wainwright? No, I've done an Ethel.
I tell you, I've done Wainwrights and they're bigger than Ethels.
Oh my. Who knew? You see, Slimming World taught me all this information. I've never
lingo.
Known.
I remember how to explain to you what a trick point was as well. Pointy things on top of hills.
I can tell you about high heels and lipstick. That's my forte.
Right, anyway, let's bring this round to nearing the end. Baz has got the final word here. Never imagined I'd ever be able to jump out of a plane. Losing 6.5 stone, I jumped for the MS Trust. Oh. I raised just under £2,000.
Wow. I've always wanted to do that, but I'm scared of heights.
It's not about you. It's about Baz.
Sorry, Baz. That's incredible. I've always wanted to do that. I'm jealous of you, Baz. For having the courage, Baz, that I still don't possess. And raising all that money.
I think, but if you break that down to where Baz has gone from being 6.5 stone, I think you tell yourself when you've got an extra 6.5 stone, well, I can't go on roller coasters. It'd be difficult for me to go on planes. You know, am I going to be too heavy if it's a tandem jump?
Yes.
How, if I'm bigger, how will that impact the other person?
But there is a weight limit as well, isn't there? You're often told, aren't you?
I'm not quite sure how that works, but you know, mentally you can put blockers. So I think once you start taking those steps, and I think because it's broken down into week by week,
it takes
then
that.
Over time, all these little week by week achievements add up into something bigger. And before you know it, Baz has lost 6.5 stone. And it's almost like you don't just go from one day, I've got a lot of weight to lose, to, oh, I've lost 6.5 stone, now I'll jump out of a plane.
No.
It really, I suppose, that just demonstrates like when you actually just take life in snapshots, you know, you blink and you're like, oh,
doesn't
my goodness,
bit,
I've done this.
It?
But you forget at the time when you're doing stuff, oh, I can do this now, but maybe a year ago I couldn't.
That's why I wrote this journal of the things that were positive about the journey that were happening to me as the journey happened last year. And it was a really powerful thing to see your progression bit by bit rather than just being fearful of how much you had to change.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's interesting. So the themes there about clothes, about being sexy, about changing relationship to food, about celebrating Target, about movement as well, running, walking, going to the gym, swimming. I mean, it just, you know, it feels just like all round kind of 360, it can be done, that you can change every aspect of your life, it feels like.
Definitely. And knowing that for every moment that is a wobble, there will be far more joyous times to come. Like, don't concentrate on the wobble, concentrate on the positive things to come.
Yeah. Right. Well, if you have in your journal your little answer and you want to share that with us, you can do drawings, you can do colours, you can get glitter out if you want. Whatever it is you need
glitter's
to do. Just get that time to really capture what it is that you're transforming. Where are you progressing? Because it's really important. You know, every so often we will drop these episodes which will make you just kind of focus on your mindset in a different way. We're not here to just talk about food, to just talk about body magic. We're also here to look about the more kind of psychological, holistic kind of side of what weight loss can bring.
And what you need to do to enjoy it as well is a very big thing in what we're trying to help you with.
Right, we're going to wrap up because I think I need to maybe open a window.
I'm getting steamed, have you noticed?
Because I'm facing you now.
Oh, okay. Why are you hotter than me?
I've got a lot of layers on.
I know. Anyway,
it's spring, people, yeah. So we hope that you're having a wonderful spring. Warmer times are on the way. It can be done. Stay focused. Get your mindset kind of set for success. I don't know how many more cliches I can end this podcast with, so I'm going to stop talking and Anna's going to say one word for everyone to focus on this week.
You can do it.
That's loads of words.
Sexy!
Everything about sex.